This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
Well, I want to welcome everyone to the Invisible War radio program with our host and teacher, Dr. Rob Randall. You know, we never take it for granted that you have chosen to listen to the program. Each week, we cover a lot of great information that is designed to help you find the freedom that Christ has promised to each of us. And I'm honored to be sitting next to what I believe to be one of the experts in the field of spiritual warfare. Dr. Randall, it's so good to see you again.
And you, Tim. I want to welcome everyone who has tuned in today to The Invisible War. Thank you so much for your encouraging letters and emails and phone calls. I receive them every week, and I want to thank you for letting us know how this ministry has impacted your life.
And I know firsthand that Dr. Randall gets every email and phone call personally. Once again, the website to contact Rob is theinvisiblewar.org. Now, I want to encourage you to pay close attention to our program today because it may very well be the most important time you will spend today.
The Invisible War program comes to you with the belief that what the Bible says is true. When the Bible speaks of angels and demons, heaven and hell, the devil being a murderer and a thief, when the Bible speaks of Jesus Christ being the only Savior for all of man's sins, it is true. It's true. There is an unseen world that affects everything we experience in our natural world. The Apostle Paul put it this way, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." The invisible, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. And the writer of Hebrews refers to the unseen world this way. "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. The Bible clearly teaches that there are two kingdoms that are in conflict, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of God's beloved Son. We find this in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. And this conflict in the unseen world affects everything we see in our visible, natural world.
We ran out of time last week in this teaching of truth and why we can believe that the Bible is the true Word of God and not merely some compilation that was just put together by a bunch of men. And since it is His Word, it can be trusted in all areas. Rob, let's dive into the program today by having you recap for us what we've learned so far.
Let's pick up our study where we left off last time. In this series on Lies That Kill, the Supernatural Battle for Truth, we have studied for the past several programs, number one, that the Bible is the Word of God in its origination, that is, how it came into being. It is impossible to separate the written Word from the living Word. We see that in John chapter 1, as we have discussed. The Bible is the Word of God in its inspiration. That is how it was given to us by God. The Bible claims that all Scripture is inspired, spirate, came to us from the very breath of God. That's how it was given to us. God spoke through men, yes, but they only spoke the words that God gave. The Word of God has come to us through the very mouth and breath of God. The Bible is the Word of God in its compilation, how it has been compiled. Think of it, 66 books over 1,600 years, and yet there is a continual line of doctrine. It is an amazing thing to see how God has given us His Word through all kinds of different personalities, yes, different time places, different cultures, and yet there is a wonderful message through it all, a consistency of God speaking to man. The Bible is the Word of God also in its preservation. When we speak of preservation, we speak of how God, the Holy Spirit, has preserved the text throughout the centuries to bring to us an unbroken line of God's Word to us. To study is amazing. To study the text, to study the ancient languages, to study textual criticism, to study the many different documents that have been found and preserved over the millennia of time only gives confidence to any honest person that what we have in our hands is, in fact, the Word of Almighty God. And the Bible is the Word of God in its declaration, what the Bible claims for itself. The writers of the Bible oftentimes speak clearly of how God gave the words, "Thus saith the Lord," and how important it is for us today to believe, "Thus saith the Lord." Not for an academic exercise, but for our spiritual wellness, that we would come to understand that God has spoken, and we can trust what God has said. The Bible is also the Word of God in its duration. Think of it. The Bible has endured the test of time. Although tyrants and kings and all kinds of religious movements have tried to eradicate it from history, cause folks to doubt it, the Bible still stands as the all-time best-selling and most requested book. Think of it. It is, in fact, God's Word to you and to me today. Today, as we finish our teaching on this first section of Lies That Kill, the Bible can't be the Word of God because men wrote it, I want us to look carefully at the truth that the Bible is the Word of God in its application. If you have made the journey thus far, and if you have studied with me the theological definitions of inspiration and scriptural authority, good for you. Let me say something here that must be stated firmly. As important as it is to believe good doctrine, and it is, if doctrine is not applied to daily life, defeat is certain in the spiritual battle. This study is not merely a theological statement of faith for the purpose of bringing its listeners into doctrinal compliance. If we stop with mere doctrinal beliefs but do not apply the truth, then the devil wins. Lives will continue to be destroyed. If we are to believe the Word of God, then that belief must lead us to take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and use it against the enemy and his murderous schemes. Ephesians 6, verse 17. Listen to the Word. For the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. The Word of God, used by the Spirit of God, has the power to change anything. Any life, any home, any business, any sickness, any church, anything. How, you might ask, is this possible? Through its life. The Word of God is alive. It's alive. The Word of God can even change the atmosphere when used by the Spirit of God. Why do you think, until billions of dollars have been spent by all kinds of churches all over the world and every culture to build sanctuaries and places of worship? These houses of worship have been built with the primary center of their purpose and function to be the preaching, the proclamation of the Word of God. When the Word of God is applied by the Spirit of God, there is an encounter with the eternal kingdom of God and its authority. God's supernatural and eternal life comes as we receive the Word of God. Listen to the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." For there to be victory in the spiritual battles, one must come to believe that what God has said is true. The Bible doesn't just contain the Word of God, it is the Word of God. In Psalm 119, verse 42 and 43, hear the Word of God today. "Then I shall answer the one who taunts me, for I trust in your word. Do not snatch the word of truth from my mouth, for I have put hope in your laws." As has already been discussed, it is not a coincidence that every major denomination has fought a fierce battle over the issue of inspiration and authority of the Bible. If you take the authority of the Word of God out of the battle, if you take the sword of the Lord out of the hands of the spiritual warrior, defeat is certain. We must see the world through its wisdom did not come to know God. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 21. Truth comes through God's revelation. That is how we know where to stand. It is written in the Word of God. The Bible is the most important weapon for fighting the lying ones and their murderous schemes. I have always had a high view of Scripture. Anyone who knows the life and ministry of Rob Randall knows that I have never been confused as to the authority of God's Word. However, let me say that through my experiences in spiritual warfare, I have come to an even greater respect and reverence for the Word of God than I have ever known. The authority of Scripture may be debated in the classrooms of our universities and seminaries. The authority of Scripture may be disbelieved in the everyday programs of the church. But understand, please understand today, demons have a high view of Scripture. They tremble in the presence of "Thus saith the Lord." You see, it is in the Word that they are judged. It is in the Word of God that they have been doomed and damned, and they know it. They are constantly looking for those who are confused about the Word of God to bring their evil agenda into the world. Truth exposes the work of the enemy. Everything he does is in the darkness. It is covered in lies. Truth shines the light into the darkness and exposes his lies and deceptions. Think of it. Through the Word of God, the work of God is done. The sword of the Lord is able to separate that which is holy from that which is unholy. The sword of the Lord is able to penetrate the heart of man and determine that which is of the flesh and that which is of the spirit. Wow! What power! No psychiatrist, however educated, is able to do that. Only God's Word is used by God to determine the truth or its absence in our hearts. There is no substitute for the use of the Word of God against Satan. The great Scottish preacher John Knox said it well. "Christ may have repulsed Satan with a word or by commanding him to silence, as he to whom all power was given in heaven and earth, but it pleased his mercy to teach us how to use the sword of the Holy Ghost, which is the Word of God, in battle against our spiritual enemy." Even Jesus recognized the use of the Word of God as his sword against Satan in his amazing encounter with him in the wilderness. To be able to effectively use the Word of God in spiritual warfare, the believer must first know the Word of God. Dear brother and sister in Christ, get into the Word. Stay in the Word. Come to know the Scriptures. Internalize the Word of God, not as a matter of legalistic ritual, but as a foundation on which to build your life. We must know our sword well before we attempt to use it in battle. The word Jesus used for the Word of God as he faced the tempter in Luke chapter 4, verse 4 was rhema. This word refers to a personal word to us from the very heart of God. For every lie the enemy uses against the believer, God has an answer in his word. It is your rhema. Receive it. Ask him for it today, and he'll give it to you. This answer to every lie of Satan believed in your life is God's rhema. How do you know that the answer is from the Lord? He will speak to you through his written word. The enemy can't use the Word of God to bring God's will into your life. Only the Spirit of God will bring to you a personal word from the written word that will be used of Holy Spirit to bring about God's will. Remember, the devil is about destruction based upon his lies. Our Lord has given us his word that it might bring forth life. The devil and his evil angels are eternally fearful of the Word of God. All demons tremble in the presence of the well-dressed spiritual warrior wielding the sword of the Spirit. All of Satan's lies are exposed and expelled by the Word of God. All the ground that the devil's imps have gained in our lives, they have stolen through their strategy of deceit and lies. The Word of God is without a doubt the most powerful weapon in the believer's arsenal against the powers of darkness. Remember, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John chapter 8, verse 32. In Jesus' prayer for the church, he makes the nature of his Word of God so clear. Sanctify them in the truth. Thy Word is truth. John chapter 17, verse 17. Our foolish debating over the veracity and reliability of the Bible cannot change the fact that in heaven and in hell, the debate is over. The Word of God is the truth of God used by the Spirit of God. It is the sword of the Spirit. We must take it up and let the Spirit of God who is within us use it to destroy the works of the enemy and uncover his murderous lies.
Rob, I hate to cut in, but unfortunately, we have come to the end of the program today. But we'll look forward to hearing more on this subject next time as we continue in this series of Lies That Kill on the Invisible War radio program. The Invisible War is more than a weekly radio program. It is a lifetime commitment to helping you become the man or woman who experiences a life of freedom and fulfillment. This only happens as you completely turn your life over to God through Jesus Christ and trust in Him to do His work in your life. There has obviously been a lot of great information that has been covered today, and you may not have been able to catch everything, or you may just want to hear it again, or even pass it on to a friend. The good news is that you can listen to this program or any of the programs in the past by going to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. Click on the broadcast button and it will take you to where you can hear any of the programs from The Invisible War. There's also a ton of information that you can check out, as well as a place to contact Rob personally. The website is theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. You're not on this journey alone. We're here to help every step of the way. TheInvisibleWar.org. I also want to remind you that it is only through your faithful financial and prayer support of this ministry that we are able to bring the Invisible War radio program to you and the many hurting and wounded around us. If you've been blessed in any way by the program, we need to hear from you. Would you consider giving as generous a gift as you are led to give to this ministry? The airtime is never free and can easily be taken for granted. but we need your regular help so we can share the teaching by Rob Randall to all of our listeners. Make your investment to this ministry by going to our website at theinvisiblewar.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886. Or you can send your support to Rob Randall Evangelistic Ministries, P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. We can't do it without you, so please do it today. Rob, I know you have some additional thoughts. Why don't you take this time to share them with us?
This is Rob Randall. May I talk to you just a moment about what it means to be free in Christ? The Word of God tells us in Galatians 5:1, "It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery." May I ask you today, are you free? I'm not asking you if you are saved or born again or born of the Spirit. I certainly hope you have been born into the family of God through accepting Christ as your personal Savior. As you know, every program, I invite all who listen to give their lives to Christ. It is clear from this particular passage in Galatians that it is possible for a Christian to fall back into a yoke of slavery. Have you fallen back into a yoke of slavery? Are you carrying the chains of darkness? Are you attempting to live a double life? Are you living a life filled with confusion and doubt? God is more than able to bring you into His wonderful freedom. That's why Jesus came. Jesus came to set the captives free. He came to set you free from all that would destroy you and your family. If you need a prayer meeting for spiritual healing and deliverance, please call today for one. Your call and emails are kept in strict confidentiality. Please remember, therefore it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives His gifts, His grace to the humble. Would you humble yourself right now and call for a prayer meeting? Call us toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. Or you can email me with your prayer request through theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. Please don't continue in spiritual bondage when your freedom in Christ is just a call away. Contact us and do it today.
Rob, as we're coming to the end of the program today, I'm going to ask if you could just take some time to share some closing thoughts with us and even pray with us as well.
As so often has been said, would you just go into your prayer closet with me? Would you just bow your hearts and let's go before the Lord in prayer today? What a privilege it is to think that the God of this universe welcomes us to talk to Him, welcomes us to commune with Him in a time of prayer. Whatever your needs, He understands. He understands our needs better than we do. And of course, He has supplied our needs through Christ Jesus at Calvary. So let's go to Him. You can trust Him. Let's pray today and ask the Lord to teach us, to guide us, to help us begin to apply His Word in and through our lives. Lord Jesus, I thank You so much for the sweet privilege that is ours to come into Your presence. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that You would do the greatest work for Your greatest glory. Lord Jesus, give us time that You might teach us, that You might invest in us the Word of Almighty God. And I ask it for Your glory and Your glory alone. Now, Lord, if there is one who is listening that has never come to put their trust and faith in You as their personal Savior, give them the courage right now to just turn from their sin and turn to You. If this is you, would you pray this prayer with me? Right where you are, just pray it with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. That's right. Pray it with me. Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that You love me because You died for me. Come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. Now, if you've prayed that prayer with me today, let me know it. Would you contact me? TheInvisibleWar.org. That's TheInvisibleWar.org. Or call me toll free, 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886. God bless you today. Thank you for the privilege to allow us to spend this time with you on The Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcast information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War. The Invisible War.